Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner is asking Democrats in the Illinois Senate to send him their school funding plan so he can change it. The governor yesterday promised to use an amendatory veto on the proposal. Rauner doesn't like nearly $500 million earmarked for Chicago public schools. Illinois lawmakers approved the school funding plan earlier this month, but did so in a way that forces the governor to spend money on schools in the way they see fit. Also, one of Governor Rauner's new aides is finding out the hard way that things written on the internet never really go away. The governor's office yesterday fired Ben Tracy after just one day on the job. Tracy's old tweets, including a tweet about body slamming reporters and the use of slurs, came to light. A spokeswoman for the governor says the tweets are inappropriate. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. A handful of proposed federal bills would make gun silencers more readily available. They may overrule Illinois' ban on the firearms accessory. Gun suppressors have been heavily regulated since the Great Depression. They reduce the sound of a gunshot to levels that aren't as damaging to a shooter's hearing. That's why Congressman Steve King of Iowa has introduced a bill that would deregulate them. National Association of Gun Rights President Dudley Brown says silencers are made to preserve hearing ability.
It's a broad freedom that is largely unpracticed in America, except through incredible regulation, and we want to get rid of that.
He says Hollywood has given the devices an unfair portrayal. In Illinois, they're banned outright. Brown was unsure if the new bill or its companion in the Senate would override that ban. Gun control advocates say the deregulation of these bills would have deadly consequences. For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.